Blog Talk Radio.
Did it Friday night?
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it.
All right, y'all. How y'all doing this evening? I so appreciate y'all coming in and joining me again for another Big Eddie Grudge Race talk show on a Friday night. As the song say, it's Friday. Yes, sir. Well, y'all look like things about to get hot up here. Next month on the 5th and the 6th out of Big Drag Race, man, it seems like it's going to be a very good outing. They study locking in every day. A lot of star players going to be out there. So we definitely trying to, y'all, hold on 1 second. I got somebody call me. I'm opening that mic to hold on.
Welcome up on what it is, baby. Yellow.
He ain't opened it up yet.
Oh, okay. I thought he said something.
He did.
What did he say?
He was gonna get ready to open it up. He had one hand up. So he haven't opened it up yet.
That was me and you, Uncle Larry. Hey, Uncle Larry, I'm gonna give you a knuckle sandwich, man. Next time I see you, man.
Hey, baby, I already know that was me and you.
Man, you gonna have to do something, man.
Okay, all right, fine.
All right, y'all, I'm back. I here got a phone call. Hey, what's going down, y'all?
What's going on?
I don't know if anybody heard. I don't know if anybody heard yet, but it has been a fatal accident out there, 41 this evening. They really don't have any details out on it yet, other than that the track going to be closed for this weekend. Somebody was saying that the guy got down on Big End, whoever it was, and wrecked, and he didn't make it. He perished. So I know I saw something about a... Yes, sir. I've seen something about a class car shootout, a bracket racing shootout for like, it's supposed to have been like 30 cars or something like that. And that's supposed to have been going down tonight. But somebody went out there and unfortunately had an accident, and very seldom somebody lose their life in those incidents. But, you know, we know it happened, so. I don't know who all, if anybody know any details of it, but that's all I got. You know, all we can do is pray for whoever it was and their families and keep them in our prayers.
Hey, Uncle Mudbone, this only thing I'm going to say, man. People get in them fast cars, man, it's a chance you come back and it's a chance you don't come back. You know what I mean? So prayers out to his family. Prayers out to his family, whoever it is. I don't give a white, green, or brown. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That safety and equipment couldn't save him. It was just time for him to go. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank the good Lord that however many years he lived on the earth. Thank you, man. On the real, he did what he loved to do. You know what I'm saying? And that man, you know, a person go 14s or 15s or 16s or 7 seconds or 2 seconds, man, that can end your life. You know what I'm saying? So, man, prayers up to him, man. I just rest in peace, man, on the real, man. And I hope his family, you know, can deal with it. You know what I mean? But it's going to be hard, but it is what it is, man. Real talk, man.
Yes, sir. But other than that, y'all, I'm looking forward to Big Drag's outing on the 5th and the 6th out there in Byron, Illinois. I mean, man, just like when we had our event, all I've been hearing is a lot of chatter, man. Everybody really waiting for it, and And it seemed like there's going to be a nice little fab to start right there. We keep this going. At every event we have, eventually it's going to turn into something real big. Again, y'all know that Team Bodie, Bodie and Bodie Jr. and their crew coming down. They want to have it at our crew, Clocks Off, Mudbone, Brother Leroy, and the Clocks Off crew will basically be the main attraction out there that night. Everybody think that Bodie going to come and crack our heads. Well, I don't believe that not one bit. As long as he do what he doing, last time he got real cocky, gave us everything in grudge racing, and we swole him up. So this time he figured he came off his words because he told us we had that for life. So he kind of backed down now after that first whooping, and he backed up and say now that he only going to give us the break. So we're going to try that, too, because that break is a killer. If we make our pass down the track, make the trip, he's still going to get flipped. I'm going to just put it that way. And whoever don't believe that, come see us at the track. That's all you got to do. Get your groove on.
Yes, sir.
Because that break is a bad motherfucker, man. That break is a bad thing to do. So.
Oh, man.
Man. Yes, sir. So what's going on, Uncle Larry? What's happening with you, man?
Hey, brother. I was just trying to wait. I heard Baby Boy speaking on something, and he was, opening the doors up to everybody that's in the man's family and stuff, and we're hoping that, God see the family through and his peace and blessings with him. And then I heard you come in and you were speaking, and I had something I wanted to ask you, Eddie. And because I always often hear this said, but I don't be getting the right concept of what's being said. I hear a lot of folks say that things and change, which I agree with it. They have changed. But what I'm changing, Eddie, when people make changes, do you think they make changes for the better or the worse?
Well, it all depends on.
That's the question I wanted
to ask. To me, it all depends on the individual and how they accept the change. Because all the changes they talking about to me is the way they do it. If I like what they doing, if I feel I can compete in how they doing, I would still compete. I'm not going to knock them. But if it's something that I don't really like, then I just won't indulge in it. But I'm not going to knock them for what they doing. I'm going to still race the way I race, however per se. So see, because as long as you live, man, life is going to progress. People are going to always see things different and see things in the way that they see it out their eyes. And let them go on and do they play. Let them play the way they want to play. If you don't like the way they're playing, you just ain't got to do it. If they come to the way you plan and y'all end up hooking up and racing and y'all all agree, then that's a race. But that's the only way I can see it, man. I'm not going to, because as you live every day, it's going to always be different. Things are going to change. Everything ain't going to be done exactly the same. So if you stop dwelling on what somebody else is doing and just keep doing what you're doing, it'd be all right to me. That's just my opinion about it.
Right. Okay. And my thing with it is, I'm not dwelling on what nobody else done. My question to you was, whenever you try to make a change, do you try to make the change for the better or the worse? That was the question. Well, that you know, I was really at.
Well, to my answer to you on that, anytime somebody call themselves making a change, I'm hoping. Now, I know what they mind saying. I'm hoping they thinking they doing better. But sometimes it might not be better for everybody, but it's better for them because it's a game they want to play or whatever, how they doing it. But I can't say I'm pretty sure that they was trying to make it better. You know, just like when you started out with the first race car, so many points in the cage, they found out you put a few more points here and there, they was making it better. Every time you look around, they was adding something to try to make it better. So that's the way I believe they think it's better than what they was doing, what we was doing before, the reason they brought it into play. So I hope that can help you.
Yeah. I was just curious. I thought I'd put that question out there because in my own personal outside of what I'm seeing, if you make it better, that means that the results are going to be better, you know. And if you make it worse, then that means that the results are going to be worse, you know.
Okay.
I've been seeing lately that there's been more people, since we've been speaking about certain things, there's been more people that's been joining in that really want to make things better, up on the conversations that I had been hearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at just like you told me that time when me and you was talking, we thought that a lot of people wasn't really listening, and we come to find out something different, you know. So I just think that, you know, in my own personal opinion, that's the way I'm going to put it now. So if they say anything, they won't be saying nothing to you or a baby boy or nobody else about it. They can say it to me because I don't have any malice behind it. My thing is to try to do whatever it's going to do to try to get things back good where we preside at, you know. And we qualified and we capable of making changes, man, you know. And the changes that we made, we can make them be profitable toward us, not just me. I ain't doing that. I'm just a fan of that and got just an opinion on it, you know. I just always thought that changes are for the best, you know. I mean, sometimes you make a mistake and make them, you know, and trying to make a change better and make a mistake, but that's given to us as being human beings. You're going to make a mistake every now and then, as long as you don't do it on a consistent base, you know.
But Uncle Larry, you got to realize, understand, some people don't like change. Some people just want to stay in the same spot they're in,
where they're comfortable.
And that, you know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it. You got to look at it on one side, and then, you know, yeah, you won't change and you won't better, but some people, they just might just look at it like, man, it's good enough for me. So what he complaining about? What he talking about? He's just a fan and this and that. But the thing is about it is this here. We got to realize, understand, it's a two-headed sword, they say. How they say it? A two-headed sword. So some people like it and some people don't. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You looking for the goodness. You looking for the goodness of it. But some people be like, damn, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? We got what we got, and fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But some of you like, no, it can be a little better, or it can be a little worse. Or, no, we gonna try to make it better in your eyesight, because you looking at it like, man, you know, safety and nice track and you can do this and you can do that. Some people just don't like certain, they just bare minimum people, you know what I'm saying? So they don't thrive for better. They, you know, they look at it like it really what it is, Uncle Larry. I just, because I just wanted to piggy off that what you said, because I'm like, damn, he said some real shit, but another person might look at it different. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
That's the only thing I'm saying, Uncle. Now I'm going back on mute, Jack.
You ain't got to go back on mute, baby boy. That's what we're doing. We having a general discussion, man. You got to go back on mute. Now I want to come back at you with this. Do you consider the new times better than the old times, according to the way that racing was set up?
No, life itself, Uncle Barry. When I was a shorty, you've been knowing me ever since I was born. So no. The new times is watered down. They don't mano-y-mano. They want the trick. They want to do. It's always been trickery. But the thing is about it, Uncle Barry, is this here. This the thing. Everybody don't want to get ragged on the shows and talked about. And if you play the game, you got to accept whatever come with the game, Uncle Larry. That's what I thought. So
yeah.
That means if you, quote, unquote, this and that in the streets, you got to accept that comes what goes with the streets. These people nowadays, the younger generation, they not going to accept it because they going to tell on your aunties and your uncles and your mama. They going to tell on their own mama. They ain't had that go. But it's good and fun, Danny, when you was having fun and doing what you was supposed to do. But you got your hand caught in the cookie jar. When you got your hand caught in the cookie jar, guess what? You got punishment. You got punishment, man. So guess what? It is what it is. I don't get it, but we have to, I guess, normalize this life we live in and try to get through it. You know what I'm saying? How in the fuck I want to live to be 110 years old? Ain't nobody coming to my funeral. Everybody dead. Everybody that I love and shit like that, them people probably dead. Ain't no motherfucker going to be crying and shit. He be like, damn, that's a long life. He lived to be 175 years old. Man, ain't nobody that even remember me. Who going to be crying? I'll be sitting in my fucking funeral pile about myself. Bullshit ain't number chewed up, baby. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to live forever. I want a motherfucker to celebrate my life. Good Lord promised us seven. We get seven out of it. Everything else is grace and mercy. That's grace and mercy, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have these people that you know, they don't want to be ragged. They don't want to be talked about. They don't want to be, but you playing this game. You playing this game of drag racing. So when you playing the game of drag racing, you got shit talking. You got people that don't like you. You got everything that goes along with grudging or just gambling money. They trying to break your pockets. They just talking mess to you. They ain't trying to kill you or nothing like that. But you got some people that come in for the robbery. You got a whole lot of outlooks to look at this thing, man. That's just life itself. That's all it is, man. It's just life itself. If you can't play the game, you should not be in it. You should not have a car. That's the reason I don't have a car. I could have been bought a race car. You bought a race car got the 25 years ago. Want no god dog on race. I race bikes. I sold that shit. I don't want none of that mess. I got to pay bills. Everything that went up in the world. You got it. Gas costs you $4 a gallon. $3 and some change. Come on, dude. I remember gas was 75 cents a gallon. I'm 77, baby. You understand what I'm saying? They Saudis. They don't understand this shit. You try to goddamn get your motherfucking credit card number, goddamn. Fuck you up. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Eddie. Yeah.
I also heard another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, I don't know which car it is that Didi gonna drive, but Didi gonna get dragged to break with the Oldsmobile. Now, which car it is, I don't know. And Didi,
yeah, I haven't heard.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure somebody gonna bring it up tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Clay?
Yeah.
I have been thinking about when they talking about how much change it is with the new school and the old school. And
okay.
I can't lie to you, man. I thought about it to myself. And
hey, Uncle Mudbone, I bought a host of friends. They own this motherfucker now. They listen. I bought a host of friends.
All right, baby.
1-800. Keep it real, baby. We on this bitch. They on this bitch.
Yes, sir. And like I was saying, Uncle Larry, I tried to give some thought about what is all this change that they talking about. And if you really look at it, at the track, you might see a few changes from back in the old days, which is the lock-ins, the steps, and stuff like that. But on the street, that's where you might see most of the trains, but I don't see how that affect racing. I mean, we used to have the arm drop. They still do the arm drop. We used to do the flashlight. They still do the flashlight. We used to do the jumping. They still do the jumping sometimes. So the only difference in between them three on the street is now we got these things called smartphones where everything can be documented. You have a guy standing behind both cars. You can tell if a person leave before the light or jump and everything more efficiently, so they give a rule just like if you hit the track. They can say if you move before the light, you lose, and then they can just about prove it. That's the only change I see, stuff like that, man. As far as the other hand, and other hand, they still fucking racing. Other than the lock-ins, we used to go out there and put our money up. We put all the money up. It wasn't, if we didn't race, everybody went home with all their money. It was just to get you out there. Stuff like that. But as far as how they saying that this change is that the young people doing is affecting the way we race, it ain't that. It ain't that at all. I don't see it. I don't see what a big change is other than, like I said, you got more tools and you can video it and go back and look at it. We got talk shows we can go talk to, where back then we had to go to the shops or the designated shops or meet out there where we race at and stuff like that. I can't see why people is study this focusing on saying it's a lot of change for the good and the bad. Tell me what the changes are. We still doing everything the same, just a little bit different. Maybe you can say a little bit better since you got them cameras and stuff out there. You can go watch it again over and over again. We go on talk shows. We don't have to go and stand out all night at somebody's shop. We can all get on the phone and group up and talk together. So I don't see why everybody's trying to make a killing, make it a monstrous thing. Actually, it's an upgrade. It actually an upgrade to be able to do this kind of shit. So I just don't see it the way everybody else see it. I'm sorry, man. I think it's more excuses than change. Somebody trying to make it a difference. It's still racing. If you're going to get out there and race, race. If you ain't going to race, it don't matter what time of the year it was.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I want somebody to show me what the changes is, man.
It's been proven over and over again that is what makes the track good.
Yeah.
When you got a person, when you got a person that knows the mixture or whatever the case and put it down on a track, he can set any track on kill.
Yeah.
So I really don't honestly, truly think that it's the track. When people are doing something different and you blend in with what they're doing and you make changes to do what they're doing, then that's what you're trying to do. I have seen a whole lot of guys, and I ain't going to say a whole lot, but I've seen a few that turn around and go, and because you're not doing what they're doing, they badmouth something, ain't they?
You're right.
Yeah, they badmouth because you're not doing what they're doing. You're doing something different from what they're doing. But if you're doing something different from what they're doing, what's the badmouth for?
Right, because the thing is, no matter what you're doing and what they're doing, if two people don't agree, it ain't going to be a race. If two people agree, it'll
exactly.
be a race. And that's always been.
Exactly. That's one point.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's promotion. I'm not trying to hurt nobody's event or nothing. If I don't like the event, it's just going to go somewhere else. But I'm not going to go post on it. You know, what am I going to do that for? You know, I mean, it's a lot of questions that could be asked, but I just thought I would bring that little subject up. I'm going to do like baby say. I'm going to go on mute and let you go ahead on and have your show and do whatever it is that you're going to do. But, you know, I just don't understand some of it, either, you know, and that's maybe I'm ignorant, you know. You know, maybe a lot of them will say stupid. But whatever it is that they want to put me in, what position they want to put me in, I still don't understand it, you know. So, and it don't bother me about being called ignorant or stupid because that's just somebody's opinion and everybody got one of them. I'm going on mute in
here. All right. Yes, sir. For those who haven't heard, that might have just joined us. It was a tragic event out at 41 tonight. One of the racers lost his life. 41 will be closed down for the weekend due to investigation. So we all going to try to keep the young man, the young lady, whoever it was, in our prayers and her family in our prayers. To get through for their losses, you know. The only thing I had been looking at, I had seen them posting a class event where they was having a shootout of about 30 cars or something like that, where you buy in and you can win $2,500. So I'm just going to wish the best. Anybody else got something they want to talk about? We had one of our good brothers last night. Lost a little race out there at the Grove last night. And I'm really gonna hate to do it, but later on, I gotta put my brother in the grease. But that's the only fish I got to fry. There's only one type tonight, so. What up, Brother Kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie? I'm just hearing, what happened out there at 41?
Listen, we're trying to see if somebody come in and get some details. 41 website don't get no details. They just say that they'll be closed for the rest of the weekend due to investigation, you know. So nobody yet found out who it was or how it happened other than they say he lost the car at the Big N and wrecked. And I'm pretty sure that the guy probably had, if he's a class race especially, probably had all the safety equipment in his car. But sometimes, you know, it saves you in most cases. But some cases, you take that certain hit and it can kill you. Anytime you go down the track, I don't care if you're running 12s, I don't care if you're running 2s. Anytime you go down the track, it's a chance that you might not return to do it again. This is why they got all these safety rules in place, you know. It definitely limits death and bodily harm by following them guidelines. But it ain't gonna be 100% safe. Yes, sir. So, Kid,
yep.
I heard it's gonna be some more. I heard some more people locked in for drag race, man.
Okay, what you got?
Yeah, I just heard that Dee Dee and Drags will be locked in. Who else said locked in? Yeah, somebody else locked in yesterday. And then there's a lot of chatter going on where they're trying to get other people locked in. Leaky ain't locked in yet, so you can imagine he might get a lock in, come closer to the race.
Who?
Leaky Leon.
Oh.
He might get him locked in as it get closer to the race, but the West Side got them a victory last night. What you say?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all. What'd you think about last night, man? You wasn't out there?
No, huh?
Sound like I heard something come through my phone. Can go back and look at it right quick.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, the lady
man. Oh, we got a hand up, y'all.
I doubt even motherfucker.
What up, Eddie?
What up, Leon? What's happening, man?
Oh, man, just got to see my face.
No, man, you probably going to go to sleep in a minute, then.
Uh-uh. Ain't no sleeping mother traveler, not right now.
You heard anything else about that thing that happened at 41, that incident?
No, that's all I heard. One of my wife's friends called and told me, and that's all the information he gave me is what he got. They're not really giving out much information. I don't know who it was or what kind of car it was. But all he told me that they let them dig in.
Yeah.
And it'll do that. That's all the information I got.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know. In these times, this is the gamble we take. This is the sports we love so much. And you never know. You really tell me you never know if you're going to come back home. That's why you're supposed to tell your loved ones. You love them? I know what I do. Because you never know.
Yeah. Hey, man, is it true that you heard anything about Jeremiah supposed to be locked in with Canelo now, too?
They locked in. They locked in. And him and Vic locked.
Him and Vic Locke, yeah, and I heard about Dragon BB. I don't know which kind.
BB said, I heard he said come out of nothing. I don't know if you say a lot of stuff, but when the time comes to really get in the paint, is that really gonna happen? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we plan our ways of saying a lot of stuff that we're gonna do. We on these phones, but when the time comes, shit, it don't happen. You should have took when I offered it to you. You know that's that favorite word.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, Jazz, but like you're going to have a good event. I got to get up there and get us some hope. You got to get us some room. You got to get us some room so we can, we ain't got to come back.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that, too.
Yeah, I got to get it because that's too far to drive back and forward for me.
Yeah.
When I see you tomorrow, I'll bring you some information, Leon.
Hey, kid, I hope this worked. You know I'm going to try it again tomorrow. You know, last year we went up there, they weren't letting me bring that golf cart in there.
Oh, they didn't?
I'm gonna try. No, I told them we had a car. See, remember, I went testing that Friday night. This year, they weren't letting you test. See, I was going to the track today. I just happened to say something. You better call. And I called up there, and the lady said, yeah, well, they usually do, but NMCA took 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They said, usually our day is Friday, testing too. You can test in two with the guys, but they got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, now you won't be able to test unless you're a member. If you're a member, you can come in. But if you're not a member, you can't come in there and test. So I said, okay. I'm glad I made that call because I'd have been sick as hell when way up there couldn't even make that test. But I'm going to load up. I guess I like to see everything. So I'm going to load up and take my golf cart with me.
Hey, Leon, what kind of shit is that? You got to be a member to go to the track and race on a certain day? Are you serious?
No, they got the whole weekend. They rent it. They're like, if you go rent the whole track three days.
Oh, okay.
NMCA,
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that you could just take your car and come in and just blow them by a track and then just it's open and you just can't get in. What you just can pay your money. You just can't race your car. That's the shit I'm saying.
If I'd have went up there, y'all, I probably would have registered and everything. If I'd have made that all, I would have been an NMCA member. You know what I'm saying? Just to race. But, I'm glad I called. That's all. I made that phone call and they told me they was nice about it. So I like to see everything. I like to see everything, so I might have to drive my duties. There ain't no mic to it. That's what I'm going to drive, so I can put the golf cart in the back. Drive it up there.
Hey, one more question, Leon. You think they actually rented the track, or you think they just don't want us in
there? No, them people rent that track, man. They do that every year. That's a big association.
I just asked another question. That's all. Because ain't no way you can spectate, but you can't bring your car in and just be, at least go down the track. Everybody else going down the track.
What makes the track so special
that day?
When they rent the track, people rent it.
That's a muscle car meet. You can't bring your car in there.
Yeah, it's a muscle car meet. It's a muscle car meet.
Right, you can't bring your car in there.
No. Only thing I was asking, Mr. Kidd, was this here. I was asking, like, damn, I see a track open right here, and it's open and I want to come in with my car, I can't get in because I'm not a
you
part
cannot,
of y'all association. That's
you
what basically what
right.
Leon
you
said.
Cannot,
he just
you
said,
cannot bring your
you're
car
not part
in
of
there.
The club.
Right. You cannot
right.
bring your car in
right,
there.
Right.
The only thing you can do, if you want to bring your car up in there, and I'm going to use me as an example. If I went up there today and I didn't call him and they told me my nuts are already hot when I put in this trailer and I didn't drove all the way up there, I'm going to go and pay that money and be me a member so I can unleash that on that person's
yep.
team. I'm going to go and be a member.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to, but, you know, but I'm already here and I want to test my car. And it's a good track, and they got some tuners up there. You get free information, all that good stuff. So, yes, I'm going on. I would have registered today if I'd have went up there. I sure would have. I went right up and registered. Because you can register right on the property, and then go up there and cut it loose.
Yeah.
Or go up there and let somebody else drive your car, somebody you know. I got a couple of buddies that are going to be up there tomorrow. But I like that race. That's a good head-up race. That's my relax. That's my drinking. That's my smoking. That's my get high. I want to go see them bad boys cut up. I did it last year. You get your money worth. You go up there.
Say that again.
You get your money worth, kid.
Say that again because I'm hard of hearing.
You get your money worth, kid.
Oh, you get your money's worth. Oh, okay. I heard that. That's my kind of action.
That's right. You have a good time? You meet some people? Hey, kid, you know I be having questions to ask. And that's the place to ask because they class race.
Yep.
They don't care. They going to tell you anyway.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're gonna ask a question because I'm going to have you with me. I got a certain question I want to ask.
I asked more than one person, too, kid, my question, and see who's going to tell a lie. I ain't lying. Ain't never one of them class races told me a lie yet.
Yep.
They, and they didn't help me now. I done learned them off a couple of them. They didn't help me now.
I got one particular question I want to ask them.
I know it's simple. I know that question gonna probably be simple, and goddamn it, straight to the point. Cause you've been the tracks all across the world and all across the country, so I already know it's gonna be direct. It's gonna be simple and direct. I like that.
Go see my brother tomorrow. I like to see my brother up there tomorrow. I think he'll be up there tomorrow too.
What happened to your course, kid? What's going on?
I'm not gonna reveal my question yet. I'm gonna wait till I go to Martin and come back.
I think I know what question it is, but you know what I'm going to do? When I see them come up in that water box, I'm going to say, kid, they going down the track. Hey, if you go to my last year video, I did say that. I said, now how in the world can they do it? And the rest of them, they... I don't know. I don't tell you a question here.
Right. I might be in a thought or two by the time I get there, but it's one particular question I have got to ask.
I got something to ask too. I seen cars on the advertising. Ooh, I bet this stuff was cutting up today, boy. Matter of fact, they probably still race. They race at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 or 11 o'clock tonight.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
That's crazy, ain't it? You know what's crazy, Leon? You can come off the trailer, you can test your car and everything else, you know your car right, and they scared to come off the trailer. They got to do 95 passes. Fuck the car. Car broke. He can't raise. He got to pay the lockup. Just come off the trailer, goddamn it. You've been doing your due diligence and making laps. You know what your car doing. Why the fuck you can't come off the trailer? I understand it now. I understand it. Keep it going, man. Everybody run their program how they want to. I can't tell them how to run their.
Hey, man,
I can't see shit
no more, man. Why do we keep having all these people that don't race cars on these fucking shows giving advice, and they don't know shit about nothing? They don't know their head from a hole in the fucking mud, man. They keep getting on these shows giving
well,
the goddamn
I'm sorry,
advice.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I'm
about
sorry.
Who?
Man.
No,
I'm
not
sorry.
You, Leon. Not you. But, you know, at least you engaging, man. But you know, you get these other guys that don't even have fucking race cars, and they gotta say so. Like, what the fuck is going on, man? I'm so tired of this shit, man. You got niggas getting on these shows that can't even lock nobody in with their fucking car for next weekend. But they got a say-so or an opinion of how somebody should do something or how something should go, man. Stay in the fucking bushes, man. Because I'm fit to be tired of these motherfuckers, man, because that's really what's fucking up grudge racing and drag racing, especially right here in Chicago, because you got all these goddamn Joe Blows that got something to say, but they ain't did shit since motherfucking King had a dream. So what the fuck are we talking about, man? I'm just trying to figure it out. I heard the shit on Sham Show last night, and I said the same thing last night, man. You got all these people that claim they got cars or they in the game. Man, no the fuck y'all not, man. You got maybe 15 guys from Chicago that's in the game right now, and that's being generous. So them should be only 15 people fucking talking about drag racing, man. Because all the rest
but
of
you know what,
Jeremiah, this shit, man, it's for what?
But you know what, Jeremiah? I kind of got to go along with them to an extent because number one, it's a talk show when you open these shows up and they call a talk show, and people got their own lines, their own phones, they do what they want to do with them. So we almost can't tell them not to say nothing on the show because you don't make nothing happen. You know, you get on these talk shows, we make races happen. Now you can't get that because you got more people in somebody else's business, and they do more blocking the races and stopping the races.
But Leakin, what you're saying is, if I'm hearing what you're saying correct, I just don't want you to contradict yourself, brother, because you got these people that's not doing shit, that's got all the say-so, them the main motherfuckers blocking races. You can't even get a word in. Let me tell you something. Last night, Skin. I try to stay away from saying these guys' names and stuff. Now, last night, one thing that man did last night was he said, "Well, y'all shut the fuck up and let the race get locked in." That's a head in the right direction.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hold on one second, baby. That's a head in the right direction, because if you got somebody that's influential over some of these grown-ass men, it's really sad that so many grown-ass men follow one grown-ass man. But we're not going to talk about that. But the good part about it is at least the influential person did come up and say, "Man, well, y'all shut the fuck up and let the race get locked in." And then the niggas got quiet. Because the niggas that got quiet are niggas that ain't racing. And the problem is, it's a talk show. Hold on, baby. Yeah, it's a talk show. But if you're going to talk, at least be able to do something, man. Because all I'm hearing is a lot of fucking talking. And that's all that's happening, is a lot of talking, man. You got
Jeremiah
locked in. Jeremiah locked in. Motherfucking Lenny and them locked in. What's calling them from the west side with the Malibu? Locked in. Terrio locked in. I mean, these are people that should be able to have conversations. Skin racing on the street. That's a part of the conversation because he's still racing on the track and the street.
Well,
but the rest of these
hey,
motherfuckers, what are you talking for? So what are you bringing to the game at this point other than controversy or making yourself look like an asshole.
Bullshit.
Yes, baby.
Right, right. Hey, Jeremiah, this is the only thing I want to say to you. This is the only thing you saying the right shit, right? But it's like this. They want to hear certain people say that. They don't want to hear you to say it because if you say it, damn, Jeremiah was right. You see what I'm saying? They not gonna honor it coming out of Jeremiah's mouth because Jeremiah said it, and Jeremiah was absolutely fucking right. But the thing is about it is this here. They have their picks and chooses about.
Well, baby, I don't want to get off their point.
Hold on, Jeremiah. I'm going to try to simplify it. No. Niggas, these guys be on the phone pump faking. They not for the race. They don't have no money. If your car ain't ready, stop talking. Period.
But, baby,
that's not what I'm saying.
You was just on the show 10 minutes ago. And you said something about somebody coming off the trailer. They should be able to come off the trailer. Baby, how do you know what a track condition is? Or how do you verify
that?
You don't even know how to tell if a track is tight. Jeremiah, listen to me.
I'm not trying to argue with you, brother. I'm not trying to argue with you. What I'm saying to you is this here. They confident in their tune of the track conditions. So guess what? If you need to test to your ass get blue in the face, guess what? Do what you need to do. And I'm going to take my car off the trailer, and I'm going to beat your ass. Or you beat my ass. It ain't nothing but a race. Somebody got
to
win, and somebody got
to
lose.
Listen to what you just said, baby. This is the point I'm pushing. And you may not understand or be
it's
able to
a gamble.
This point. But, baby,
you can have a faster car and still lose,
baby, you talking about something that you can't do right now. That's all I'm saying. Why are you even in that conversation and you can't do shit?
No, we was talking. First of all, we was talking, Jeremiah. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue with you. We're going to have a conversation, brother. I'm not going to do none of that with you, man. We ain't going to do none of that. So what I'm saying is this here. Leak and Leon like to come off the trailer. So evidently, Leak and Leon saw some, or he made a pass to where, or Didi made a pass, bring your ass off the trailer. You have to do 9 passes and shit to get your shit right. He ain't made laps already.
Why
so that's the reason they telling you to come off the trailer.
Why are you talking to somebody of the caliber of Leak and Leon about coming off the trailer or anybody else that's not?
Because that's the way he likes to lock in.
Hey, Eddie, you got a nitrous automobile.
You little big man.
With a small ass.
Hey, Eddie.
These motherfuckers got a 13,000 horsepower. Hold on, Jeremiah. I'm trying to ask you a question, man. Have you ever stood next to one of them motherfuckers when they fight at
Hey, baby.
No,
hey,
I'm asking
you.
You
ain't even
a question.
Got no car, man. Shut the fuck
up,
man.
I don't need no motherfucking car. I don't need no car.
This motherfucker retarded, man.
Lord, how
much?
No goddamn
car. And GMI ain't gonna turn the Nikes off and get Kamala Harris.
This got to be
the
motherfucking show of the year.
The show last night, but wasn't nobody on there talking but Vaughn, Yak, Skin, and who else? I think they
yeah,
came on. Who else was talking?
And let me tell you something. Everybody who came last night should be, and it's probably only about eight more of them, should be the only motherfuckers with a goddamn voice in drag racing right now. So everybody you named is the only people that's racing or trying to engage right now. That's it. Just
somebody
say, lying. You are who you are. You are who you are, kid. So you get a pass. You see what I'm saying? You got people like Chef Lee that's rigorously trying to get their car together to get out here.
Mm-hmm.
That man ain't even talking shit, man. And he he rigorously trying to get his car here together and get his shit together. But these people ain't got no fucking cars or they cars sitting in the garage. And they've been talking about, man, I'm going to get this car together.
Get on the ass.
Oh, well.
Get on
the
ass.
Oh, well,
get on
the
ass.
Get the fuck out the
but,
way.
Oh, those
the
are the
way.
People you're talking about. Because I know last night, the people that was
the
on the show talking,
the
I know they participated in drag
listen,
racing.
Man. Hey, what I'm saying is this, and see, I've been sitting real quiet lately.
Get on
the
ass.
Like
yeah.
I'm going to continue to stay out of bullshit, right? But it's just like, man, I heard last night, and I said on the back line yesterday, I said, I got to give Skin props because if didn't nobody else hear, I heard him tell the motherfuckers last night, man, shut the fuck up. Let the race
Right, kids. Exactly.
Well, y'all shut the
exactly
fuck up.
Exactly what he said.
That's what got to start happening now, man. Stop putting these cookie-bell-ass niggas in the background, man. Why you keep giving these niggas a voice? Why the fuck a nigga like Baby able to talk to Leon, man? What the fuck you and Leon got to talk about, man?
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. Keep my motherfucking name out your mouth.
How long you been holding that in?
No.
You late to the game.
Like,
Oh, man. Hey, Jeremiah, you late. Hey, Jeremiah, you late.
Hey, squeeze that shit, man. Hey, Jerry, I'm going to call you on the back line, though. We got to talk, bro. Fuck that shit.
Hey, look.
Hey,
in the mouth,
Sophie.
Squeeze that shit,
nigga.
Squeeze that shit.
Hey, you took the skin and say, man, shut the fuck up. Hey,
on my line. Let them find out, you know what I'm saying, see if you can iron out their differences. If this shit go left, them motherfuckers supposed to jump in. Man, leave that shit alone, you know. They wasn't talking about no goddamn fight. They was just getting out what was said and what, you know what I'm saying? They can't even get out what he trying to say, because he was like, man, ain't nobody wasn't laughing at because you lost. You know, you let him get out. It might have would have been a wash. Or push
them. There you go.
But these motherfuckers are talking. They want to see the shit pop up. They want them to humble. Like, that's what they want. And that was some dumb ass shit, man. But some stupid ass shit. That's why I ain't understand why.
Hey, if them niggas wouldn't shut the fuck up last night like you said, they wouldn't have me in the middle of a fucking custody battle now. Now they got me in the middle of a goddamn custody battle.
Now they want you to pick us out.
Me in the middle of a fucking custody battle.
Damn. You think I give a fuck if somebody talk about me, motherfucker?
Damon, I need you to send me a picture of your car too. I got a picture of my phone car. I need you to send me a picture of your car too. Cause I'm trying to get this flyer together for tomorrow for August 5th for Big Drag's event. So I'm gonna put your car out there for the daily driver. I got Mudbone and what's that? Bodie, Mudbone and Bodie going on the front of the flyer.
Oh man.
Yeah. Mudbone and Bodie going on the front of the flyer. So I got the couple cars that I need right now. I just need a daily driver car to put up there. So yeah, so I have these flyers. I'm gonna do a digital flyer. No later than Monday, so we can start blasting Facebook and everything with the digital flyer.
Hey, man.
For August.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be a nice event, man. A real nice event. So far, I think it's six confirmed locked in grudge races so far.
I think it might be more than that.
Well, as of right now, of what we just ran down,
right.
You had Bodie versus Leroy. You have Side Chick or Mystery, which is Vic. You got the Mistress versus Dirty Diana. That's two.
Mm-hmm.
You got It, which is Southside Scrap versus C-Dub. That's three.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jeremiah versus Vic. That's four.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jeremiah versus what's the Malibu? Canelo. That's five.
Canelo. Mm-hmm.
Is somebody I'm missing though?
Big Drag versus Didi. Didi, you out there with Didi.
Drag it easy for the race.
So you got Big Drag versus Didi. That's six.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lock in, man. Why y'all keep saying it?
Okay.
They didn't lock in.
Oh, okay. Well, you got five.
I heard they locked in.
They didn't put no money up.
Yeah, so they locked.
They did not lock up.
They locked.
See how it goes. Right. Right.
They didn't put no money up.
Number six will be Terry.
I done told you what to see.
Jack Ball. Brother D, you said it ain't a lock, so it ain't a lock. So that's not a lock. That's not a lock.
I want to say we appreciate what you're doing, my brother. Push the race. I appreciate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jeremiah, all the people that don't want to race, they can go to the Rock River and go fishing. It's right across the street.
Right across the street.
So six is gonna be Terrio versus Jack Ball. That's number six right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I'm kinda hearing talks about Lil Vinny versus Jack Ball. So I don't know if that's gonna materialize within the next week or two, but It is in the brew right now. So that could possibly be seven. I know Peanut got his eye on a couple people. So that might happen. I know
Peanut with the booth.
Peanut. So we should probably have, honestly, man, I'm expecting to see ten good grudge races.
I'm gonna try to have a surprise guest
at the track
too.
The shootouts is gonna be nice. If we can get the participation for the shootouts, man, those shootouts gonna be bad. like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that big fast shootout. That big fast shootout gonna really shock some people, man.
Hey, Jeremiah, you forget he got them pro stocks coming. That mattress with them pro stocks, they're gonna be there too.
Yeah,
yep.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
And, I know.
And they got $50 for the biggest catfish that's caught.
Stop it, man. Stop it. Them boys go crazy. They cover the drag race.
Wait,
I'm looking to see.
Number seven. Hey, I forgot. Number seven is Steve with the Nova versus Cushman. I think they got the back.
Oh,
fight.
Man.
Yeah, Steve versus Cushman. I think they got the back tie, but I know that race is locked in, though. So that's they number seven. So far, we got seven confirmed. And out of all these guys, man, every last one of them is ready. Nobody waiting for parts. Everybody ready. I believe we got a couple of the True Street cars coming out there, a couple of them GTRs coming out there. We got a couple of guys coming out, man, because we kind of want to put a quick four shootout together. Now, in the quick four shootout, that would be four G-body. The buy-in would be, if I'm not mistaken, $1,000 a piece. Quick four G-body shootout. I believe it's going to be $1,000 buy-in. I don't know if Big Drag was putting anything on top of that. As of right now, I haven't heard anything about it. But, again, that $4,000 pot is a nice pot. I only have to make two passes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeremiah, now where you get the four car shootout, just G body? Because I heard it didn't matter about the four car. I mean, the car, it ain't got to be no G body.
Well, that's something that I'm presenting, okay? And I'm pretty sure it's gonna say green light. Now, Leon, I'm gonna say this now. Now, if you decided that you wanted to, You and somebody else want to do a four car big tire shootout, $1,000 buy in. That'll be nice too. You know what I'm saying?
We had discussed it, but it ain't got nothing to do with no tires. We just picking all these ones. Hey, they so fast and they so bad, and stop hollering. You don't race this person, and everybody getting on the same squad. I told Vaughn, I said something to Zay. Von, Zay, Scotty, Ryan, put something together with that. That way, when the time come, one of them went over to Holland. Well, we was on the same property. You didn't want none and this and that.
Well,
I didn't use no G-body. I just said whoever else want to get in there.
Let's keep it 8 more than 92, right? We're going to keep it 8 more than 92. For the retarded person, that's 100, right? We're going to keep it 100. Zay's not bringing his green car to Drag's race because he's getting ready for the big grudge race he got with Tony Vines the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what he got going on. We wish the best of luck to him. So he won't be on the property with Big Freak. Now, he will be on the property
too,
with.
But I wouldn't say.
Man,
tell
him to bring the Big Freak. I'm going to give him $20,000 just to show up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I think another race that's gonna be a high profile race, man, is gonna be that Cushman versus Steve, man. That's gonna be a hell of a race.
Oh,
back tie, that's gonna be a hell of a race, man. That's gonna be a hell of a race right there. Yeah, that's gonna be a hell of a
race. Everybody waiting to see the Cushman to pass.
Oh yeah! That's gonna be a hell of a race right there. Yeah.
Hey, what all that shit y'all talking about? Y'all need to lock in.
Oh shit!
Oh, no. Sarge is here.
Hey, fuck what y'all talking about. I don't even want to hear Ryan's voice right now. I tried to call him to get a picture. He's kind of put it on the flyer versus what's calling. He ain't even answering the call. I need a picture of your car,
man.
Send me a picture of your car. I need to put a picture of your car on there versus Vic. Yeah, I'm trying to put, because what my vision is with it on the front of the flyer, I want heavyweight, middleweight, lightweight. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I always like that theme right there. So, of course, you know, Bodie and Leroy, them the heavyweight.
Mudbone.
Ryan and – right, Mudbone. And then Ryan and Vic, that's your middleweight for the day, because that's the race mm-hmm. everybody anticipates to see that race. So that's your middleweight race for the day. And then whatever your lightweight race will, you know, be for the day, which could possibly mm-hmm. come out to be Stevie Omar and myself, Canelo and myself. That's a race that we've mm-hmm. you know, kind of been going for a little while. So,
hey,
you know, we're going to finally get
you,
that
you,
race.
Hey,
oh,
hey, bro, D.
Yes, sir.
You got
yes,
two
sir.
Races
yes,
locked there, huh?
I'm
Jeremiah.
A motherfucking heavyweight.
Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking heavyweight.
Tell him again, son.
Oh,
tell
man.
That's
I'm a motherfucking heavyweight.
Come on, Ryan.
Right. There's no longer the private. That's
I'm one
that's
of the baddest right. motherfuckers in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You heard. Y'all heard what the side said.
Hey, and we'll take every Diana and Grant to run through the whole motherfucking city of Chicago.
Until the sixth. Until the sixth.
Yeah.
You right. You might be one of the baddest, but I'm going
to
show
nah.
you who the baddest.
He's going to put a stop to that bullshit.
I'm going to show you who the baddest is.
Hey, but you know what?
Well, south in the jungle deep.
When people are nervous of not being the best, they join the best, and that's just how that shit going. I'm gonna let y'all figure that out. So I'm here now.
Come on, Jeremiah.
Ain't nobody joined us yet, Jeremiah.
I'm here. We got two G bodies. I just found out today we got two G bodies up from Chicago on the same team. I never knew that. But
come on, Jeremiah.
One of your drivers.
But I'm just saying.
Hey, Vicky. Hey,
Vicky.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
We got the same motherfucking guy that wrench on the car. We got the same goddamn tuner. How not mm-hmm. be on the same damn team? I ain't understanding.
Well, I mean, with that being said, you really own the same team. You really own the same team.
No, Brother D, not really. That's an A.
Yeah, you really are.
Jeremiah, I'm going to ask you this question.
Listen to this. I'm not going to ever say we can't race each other, but we are truly on the same team. We got the same tuner. Mm-hmm. We got the same mechanic. We basically gonna be going to the same track, so each one can help one reach one.
That's not okay. So then watch this, D&D. So in that case, then that means I'm on their team then, because we all.
Let me ask a question.
I'm gonna name who all on our team. You got
I'm freak like, so you ain't got
you got Tate, you got Grandson, you got Jack Ball, you got myself, We all
on
the same goddamn on the same goddamn shit. Yeah.
Hey, so
you got Bobby Cole with the Memphis
Gangster. I'm gonna just say to the guys.
Yeah.
What
yeah. Okay.
Right now, you know, you got a bunch
that's
of people.
All I can, that's all
that,
I can see.
That can't stand on. You got a bunch of people that can't stand on their own.
I can tell.
I
can put a stop to all the motherfucking friendship and the fucking kissing cousins. Ain't no more of that.
Oh man.
Ain't no more kissing cousins.
Sarge has declared war.
Hey, brother D.
Yes, sir.
Since you claim that the sergeant has declared war, it's
a green F-body
sitting and waiting for him. It's a green F-body sitting and waiting for him. So I just want to
big
see
green.
How much war. See how much war has been declared.
Not big free.
I was... haven't seen a size duck, no one that he feel like was in his class yet.
That's all I'm saying. Is so much war has been declared. Now I'm saying neutral as it pertains to Vaughn. I'm saying neutral. I'm staying out of that shit. But now anybody else that I ain't neutral with.
Hey, all that shit Ryan talking about, his grandson ready to lock in for 42. That's what I want to know.
Damn. Come on, Zay.
That sounds like Zay.
We stop all this cap shit right here tonight, right
God
now.
Damn, Zay,
me right
bro. Right. Stop
like
fine.
Goddamn,
Zay,
bro.
Yeah,
he's strapped.
That sounds
like
Zay.
Stop fine. Yeah, I'm watching my ass.
Damn, Zay, bro.
No, have mercy.
Who did they just drove?
Grandson.
I'm gonna lock your clown ass in 105, nigga. Right now.
Hey, one on ten, and you got a race.
You heard what I said.
If y'all can't get it up there,
A bullshit.
Say, I can't hear because. Say it again.
105. It's a lock on my end. I'm going back on mute. I'm busy.
I ain't know. I didn't hear
what
he was saying.
He just like to hear himself.
Hey, Fern, you nothing. You know you ain't nothing.
That's a good bet.
You used to be honored to be on the same phone as me. You know that. You used to be honored to be on the same phone as me.
Hey, Ryan, I don't know where the fuck you come from with that,
you
man.
You know
you
should be
on
with it, man.
Next time, Ryan,
I see you, I'm going to autograph your phone.
You brand new, but you ain't looking nobody.
Hey, look. Next time I see you, I'm going to autograph your phone here. You one of my fans. You got a man crush on me. It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, I'm going to give you the pen to mark my forehead. I'm going to give you the pen to mark my forehead.
No, I'm not going to mark your forehead. I'm going to autograph it, and I don't want you to wash it off.
However you do, I'm going to give you the pen to mark my forehead.
No, I'm going to do it with a permanent marker.
What makes me your biggest fan, Ryan? What makes me your biggest fan?
You said what makes you? Because you think about me. I live in your head for free. I live in your head.
You don't want
to
live
for free.
Bro,
I'm paying no rent to live in your head.
How can you live in my head? All I try to do is race you.
Hold on, you think about me.
Hey, Ryan, we lock in the fuck like we want to lock in. We locking in 105. Now, if we don't get enough money for you, move the fuck on. We understand that.
Right. Hey, we ain't no multimillionaires. We ain't got no
$130,000.
No,
we not. We
I'm
understand that. We broke people.
Nigga.
I'm broke people and don't know where my next meal coming from.
Hey, 1 on 10 and 1 on 5. You can get both of us in the same day.
We can't afford
you,
Ryan.
And you get both of our G-Body in the same day.
Hey,
Zay,
I got a question to ask. Does the person get on here and say 1 on 10 because they know a motherfucker that ain't what they're trying to go for?
Yeah.
Go for that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeremiah, you know what's going on. You know it's duck season around this bitch. You know what's going on.
Come on, Jay.
Duck
hey,
season.
Jay. How much are we going to run for?
You
105. Hey, Jay, how much we gonna run for?
Hey, quit talking to Zay. You locking that green bitch in through me.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know you. Who are you?
This turn, motherfucker, your biggest friend.
You're nobody. I don't talk to nobody.
Okay.
You know that.
Oh, shit.
that's why your ass going to be on the sideline.
You already know I don't talk to nobody. Like you act like you don't know me. Man, you know I don't talk to nobody.
Hey, I don't because you brand new.
Hey, man, look, where you at? Look. Hey, where you at?
You brand new.
You brand new, man.
Hey, Ryan, you brand new.
No, let me autograph you.
You done got you a car. You done got brand new. But I don't give a fuck.
No,
I'm
going
to show you something.
Hey, I was trying to run you a mother car. You
didn't
want to. Hey, look, I was trying to run you a mother car, but you were busy running up behind me. I won't run up behind you. You run up behind me.
Oh, what is that? What? I was running up behind you.
You run up behind me.
Yeah. When, Ryan, how? Because you wanted me to go to Florida with you and help you drive.
Because
you wanted, wait a minute, because you wanted me to go.
I had to carry you to Florida, man. Hey,
you carried me, motherfucker. You ain't, what kind of carry you carry me? How you carry me?
I carried you there, man.
You carried me there, man.
Now you carry me there, man.
If that man ain't
talking about the green car, man, because we're not running you for no 10,000. We're not locking in for no 10,000 with you, period, bro. So don't even talk about it no more.
We don't want your fucking action
if you don't want to lock it in.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Lock in grandson for 5,000 then.
I'm locking you in.
Wow.
Stop one of them, bro. You're not on that type of time. Stop tapping, nigga.
Wow.
My.
Not 20,000 to 700.
Oh, man.
I'm on the phone, man. Tell somebody stop me when I'm live. I'll wait.
Oh, my God, Zabo. Went from 20K
you,
to 700?
Hey,
Zay.
I'm back on you.
Hey, Zay, I'm
going to
tell you.
How long have you been holding that in, Zay?
Ooh-wee.
He already knew. Hey, this ain't nothing I ain't told him plenty of times before.
Oh, okay.
Zay for president. Zay for president.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what's starting to happen right now, man. I'm starting to notice a lot of the people who were doing all that capping. They being called out on their capping, man. These niggas finna start going back in the bushes, man.
What you
mean?
Oh, come on, Jerry Meyer.
I'm going to tell you what I learned, Jay.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to do it.
Hey, you had these boys that you
hello,
to be
hello. What up, y'all? What up?
Being,
what y'all got going on?
Hold on 1 second, Vaughn. Hold on 1 second. You had these guys that used to be in high school, and they asked to get bullied in high school. They got the fuck out of high school, went lifted some weights. Now they motherfucking swole up. Now they've been a goddamn man. But see, you got the niggas that know back in high school, you was a fucking coach. So that's all that's happening right now in this drag racing world. All these niggas that was motherfucking out here coming out like they tough and shit, you starting to see the curve in them again, man. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell the curve? You tell the curve out of the way the niggas trying to bet. A nigga ain't gonna never want to bet when he know you're gonna say no. Yeah, he gonna say 20,000 when he say you gonna when he know you're gonna say no. Now get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I see through these niggas, man. These niggas is transparent. I see through they.
Oh,
ass,
man,
boy.
Not transparent.
I told you, man, I'm gonna change the whole scope of drag racing. I told y'all that shit 2 months ago, man. I'm going to change the fucking drag racing. These niggas going to stop talking all that shit, man, about this racist shit, and they really ain't about that. These niggas, hey, man, that nigga, too, hides behind Vaughn. Get the fuck out of here. He hides behind Vaughn.
Oh, man. Come on, Jeremiah.
I'm fucking G-Body in Chicago, so what he do? Go get with Vaughn so he ain't got the race Vaughn, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
Get out of here,
man, wow.
Tell it all Friday. Tell it all Friday.
Wow.
Man, they're cutting up with this motherfucker tonight.
Get out of here, man.
Wow.
Get damn G-Body out here. Get this motherfucker going. Who you get with? First you was with Tate. Now you saying Tate ain't shot far more warning no more. Now he on Vaughn's team. Because it ain't your team. It's
oh,
Vaughn.
Man.
Wow.
That's the truth be told.
Wow.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
So who the fuck
you
got?
Yeah.
What I meant?
Oh, happy.
What's up,
Ryan?
You still out there, man? Where you at, Ryan? You still out there?
I can't hear shit.
Just listen. You ought to be quiet.
I can't listen. Everybody talking.
Well, you talking too, so goddamn.
Goddamn, man.
Wow.
Hey,
you want your ID?
I told you all that.
I didn't shoot the deputy.
Come on, money.
Shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy.
Fuck out of here.
Come on, Ryan, don't take that shit, Ryan. Where you at, Ryan? Come on, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man.
Vaughn is the top fucking dog out here. All these niggas decide when they want to go fast, they go, hey, Vaughn ain't named Vaughn no more. It's for the get. So when these niggas,
hey,
when these niggas
careers on the fucking
life, they go to Vaughn.
Yeah, make it
hey,
all.
Get,
damn, Jeremiah.
Hey, watch it.
Zay,
I went to Mike Rapp.
Oh, shit.
Wayne,
I went to Mike Rattler. Mike Rattler just happens to be connected to Buck. And I made a deal that I could not pass, and it turned my game all the way around. I, too, went to the motherfucking doctor, if you want to say that then. Okay. I went to the doctor, too.
No. I just wanted clarity because I was confused. I ain't picking up.
Hold on.
Somebody get Zay on.
Yeah, I went to the doctor.
Oh, shit. Zay, where you at?
Flock, I'm going to say this to you, though. The crazy part about it is how a motherfucker come out talking, he going to be the baddest. But instead of having to race the baddest.
Hold on. Jeremiah, he asked for Zay. Hold on. What's Zay?
Somebody say on.
What's up? Oh, shit.
Silence, baby.
Lord have mercy.
What's up?
Oh, shit. Hello?
Hey, lock in.
Hey, look, lock in that 105 for Saturday at 42 at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Lock.
Okay. It's locked.
Ooh, with his top, right? Yeah. Is it with his top?
What?
Is it with every Diana is what I want to know.
Yeah. Hello?
What's up, man?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
Big Freak versus Dirty Diana, 275 apiece, 11 o'clock. It's locked on my end, 105.
I said 10 o'clock.
Okay, 10 o'clock. It's locked on my end.
It's locked in my end, too.
Lock it. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What's Grandson want to do at 12 o'clock with him driving?
Damn. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't racing. I'm done.
Yeah. I know you ain't.
Right. You got, just talking in the background, you man. Got, God damn.
I'm telling you, Shorty. I'm telling you.
You ain't
let me in. Lock the fuck in. That's hell.
Oh, my.
Man. Ooh, I'm sweating over here, man. It got hot.
Hey, Ken, you see how what you said last night is pouring over today into tonight? We got a lot to do now. How to do with two these niggas.
Good point, Shorty.
I used to be the main motherfucker talking. I'm getting out the way. I want to hear what's going on. I want
to
hear.
You ain't got to talk to that boy like that.
They're so disrespectful.
That oops upside your head. That oops upside your head.
All these teams out here. All these teams. Where are these damn teams coming from?
Oh, man.
I just got a text. They said, what y'all want to do with Tim House and Clyde? They want some action. Oh, man. That's the big son of a gun.
Did you?
Yeah, I told him. I thought it was a joke. If I thought it was serious, I'd have said so. That's why I didn't say nothing.
All they got to do is hit the one button if they're serious. Goddamn.
Man, I got a motherfucking check. They say the big son of a gun want to play. Why y'all leaving him the God out?
Shot the sheriff,
but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Hey, tell Big Tim House to lock in 5 on 5,000 for Friday at 9 o'clock.
Damn! Oh, God, shit!
Big son of a gun!
Damn! Sure. Well, Tim House, hit that one button or whoever you got speaking for you.
What the people say?
Your call have been answered.
Hey, somebody get pine cone on, man. That man can't talk this late on the phone. What's wrong with you?
Motor City pine cone.
Pine cone.
Where's Tim House at?
Yeah. Hey, where did the text come from, Charlie? Did it come from Tim House phone, the Clyde phone?
Hey, I beat the hell out of one big tire car. Another one won't be nothing.
Hey, you better
damn,
watch your mouth.
Ryan.
God, oh my.
Ryan, you are so disrespectful.
Why watch your mouth, Ryan?
Hey, Leon. Stay out of this. You just a casualty of war. Stay out of this.
Oh, man, not collateral damage.
This motherfucker Ryan is crazy as all get out, boy.
Ryan is so disrespectful. Him and that goddamn Vaughn, I'm telling you.
Hey, kid, that motherfucker going to be deflated come August 6th, 5th, 6th, whatever day.
Oh, come on.
Saturday.
Hey, come on.
Hey, I don't even know why he keep, you see, I'm not saying nothing. I don't even know why he keep even talking about. We already locked in. Like what? Do you have to geek yourself up? I'm understanding.
Come on,
like, we locked in
already.
Come on,
Ryan.
We don't have to keep talking about the same thing over and over. We know we locked in, right?
Yeah, but I can talk about
that. We know we locked
in.
We ain't never done. We ain't never done this before. We locked in once before. We never done this before.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We already locked in.
It's okay, Ryan.
We're in Big Freak and Dirty Dime locked in, folks. I didn't get the date.
There they are, 10 o'clock at 42.
Oh, we.
Oh, shit. Damn, man, I got a ride down there. God damn, man.
Yeah,
Shorty,
we got a ride. Shorty, we got a ride. Shorty.
Shorty,
somebody got to call Diana ass, Shorty.
Who is that?
That's Perm.
That's Perm in the house.
Hey, you know why it's always be a lot of bullshit? Because after you lock in with a motherfucker, what else is it to see? Like, why do you have to geek yourself? It ain't we locked in. So there's two things that's
going to
happen.
Stop it, Ryan. Just like you text me, talking about lock.
Right, he brand new right now.
Stop it, man.
I'm just tired of all the fucking imposters out here. I'm tired of all the fucking lies.
Damn.
So like this, like I'm coming to discipline a motherfucker. You know, it ain't got nothing to do. I raise people.
Good God Almighty.
But somebody get Tim Hellstone. I like his motherfucking ass in, too.
Oh, man, not the big son of a gun, right?
He ain't got to be looking for no race. I got Friday open.
Damn.
Good God Almighty.
Big son of a gun. You don't call big son of a gun.
Ryan, ain't no motherfucker out here with no goddamn big ties and Willie about to go do shit to me. I beat the hell out of him.
You better watch your mouth, Ryan. I told you.
We know what I do to big ties, Willie Bar. We know what I do to him.
Uh-oh.
I eat them up. I eat them up and shit them out.
Damn.
Well, you ain't shit them out yet.
Lock in 5 on 5,000. Big son of a gun against Dirty Diana. Friday.
That ain't no problem, but I ain't ready yet.
Who said they looking for action there?
You talking about knocking a nigga out with big guys and Willie Bar. I say, not that one. Not that one.
Yeah, but you know, unless you ready, you don't say nothing.
Yeah,
you be quiet.
Hold on.
You. You don't come on here and be trying to defend yourself. You don't have no right to defend yourself. You ain't ready to lock in. You sit down and be quiet.
You talking about big time to win it by.
Oh, man.
No, but sit down and be quiet.
Not stay on the porch.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm coming to see you.
Yeah, you need to, but when? See, I want something guaranteed, so go ahead and lock me in. Lock me in, please.
I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You should never came off of you.
That goddamn wine. It's so disrespectful.
Get on this phone. You should be honored that I even acknowledge you, man. I normally don't even acknowledge motherfuckers like you.
Come on, Ryan.
Ryan is a riot, boy.
Let me get Lee.
Damn, Ryan is a riot.
He talking about no, he won't. He ain't ready. He need to go sit down.
Oh, happy day.
Getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
Hey, y'all think Jeremiah trying to be a promoter?
Man, when you shut up, you ain't got no car. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, look,
come on, shorty.
Hey, ball here. Hey, ball here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I look at people. They call my phone. I just look at the number, man. Like, hey, what the fuck this motherfucker want? I just look at their number, man. Like, why they calling me?
Guys out here that ain't got no guidance.
So what they do is they got to go to whatever look like is a covering for them. See, I'm exposing these guys right now. I told y'all I'm about to expose these guys, and I'm going to start shortly exposing them. All you got to do is pay attention, right? Now you're going to start to get more people to start listening to me because they finally see the exposure. So what happens is a weak nigga, you know what a weak nigga do? A weak nigga go join the gang. You want to know why he go join the gang? Because he can't be a gangster by himself. You see what I'm saying? So you got these guys that been team hop within the past 3 to 5 years. They been team hop.
Jeremiah, I got a question for you. How long you been holding that in, Jeremiah?
Oh, no, not the truth. I told you. It's time out for it. See, when you get somebody on the phone, when you get a grown-ass man on the phone to say some clown shit like what he just said, man, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Because, see, I'm like this.
Oh, man.
If I don't fuck with a bitch, hey, listen, let me tell you this, man. If I don't fuck with a bitch, I'm not gonna come on Facebook and say, yeah, I ain't fucking with this bitch today because she hurt my feelings. Man, come on, man. Come on, bro. If you don't fuck with me, bro, you don't fuck with me. I'm not mad about you fucking with me. You fucked with me a few months ago. Before whoever talked to you said whatever they said to you. But see, what happened was you can't go against your cover. You see what I'm saying? You can't go against your cover.
Man, you know
weak
what
out
happened.
Oh, man.
You know what happened.
You can't go against your cover. See, I know who his covering is. I know who his covering is, man. And see, we know the same people. Oh, now that's your cover. That's your covering. I get it.
Man.
I'm mad at you. But see, I told you, I'm going to start exposing these niggas out here, man. I know your cover, man.
Man, that's like Save the Bar.
Oh, man.
Stop. Hey, listen, man. All of these guys got a weak point, man. I know they weak point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I can always tell a, listen, man. I can always tell a bitch who ain't had a daddy in her life. I can always tell a bitch who's been raped. Why? Because a bitch has been raped. Check this out. She's overly promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
Overly promiscuous because something's been downloaded inside of
her. Hey, we got one mind. Oh, it's too late to call.
I can always tell somebody who ain't really had real guidance in their life.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. You said
we got one line open. We got one line open.
Girl
oh shit, it's too late to call.
She's overly
in
promiscuous.
Now.
Overly promiscuous.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Let me tell you, hold on, let me tell you the situation. This is how this goes. When you have a young lady that, let's just say, at 2 or 3 years old, 4 years old, she's been molested or raped in life, for some odd reason, she turns out to be extremely promiscuous. Now, when you get a woman that has happened to later in life, she goes into a shell and she hides herself because she feels dirty. But a baby, a little girl, don't know to feel dirty, but all she knows is what was downloaded inside of her begins to manifest outwardly outside of her. So she becomes overly promiscuous. And you come to find out that daddy issues are attached to that.
That's not always 100% though, Jeremiah.
Hey, but look, I don't even want to get stuck on that. Me and you can dialogue about that later on. All I'm talking
that nigga
about is,
said overly promiscuous. What the fuck?
Hey, I don't want to get into that. We can dialogue about that later on. All I want to talk about is these guys that come on these shows.
We need dialogue about this, man.
And they get to saying this weird stuff, talking about, oh, I seen your call and didn't answer. I only called the man because I wanted to put his call on there to show him a little bit of what he needs.
I'm sure somebody can get you a picture of his car if you still want to do that now.
I don't even want a picture of his car. His car ain't going on there. I don't want a picture of it. I don't need one.
And what are you doing, Jeremiah? What are you doing?
Jeremiah was making a flyer for the event. And he was just trying to fill some of the guys' cars.
Bond event? Well, who event? Sham? Bond? Yours?
The fifth
seven
and
event.
Sixth.
Big Drag event, nigga.
Oh, Big
you
Richard.
Know what event he's talking about.
Aniki, I didn't know, man. I'm asking the question. You've been on. I don't know.
We only talking about one race right now. Big Richard, what you call him.
Aniki, you got to bite me on my neck like that?
No, my bad, dog. My bad. Hey, I ate too many beans. I ate too many beans.
Okay. All right. All right.
My bad.
Hey, B-Bot. Hey, B-Bot. I like what was said earlier. Once the race is locked in, really we ain't got to do all that talk because now you're going to do a little bit of humbugging before the event to pump it up, right? Who changing the rules, Jeremiah? Who changing the rules? Who changing the rules? I'm changing the rules. It don't matter if you're locked in. I'm changing the rules. You changing the rules. Come on, I'm Jeremiah. Let me bring somebody to the forefront right quick.
No, you know what it is.
Hold on, one second.
I tell you
what it is,
Malcolm.
Come on.
It's some people that do that, but it's some people that don't really jawjack. They don't signify. So you know what I'm saying? Or they don't signify with certain people or say certain shit.
Right, right.
They're
right.
Like, man, once we locked in, we ain't got to talk no more.
We locked in.
You know what I'm saying? But it's certain people like me, Jeremiah, we going to tear each other ass up. Locked in, ain't locked in. You know what I'm saying? What were you going to do?
You say before
we
and after.
Yeah. If we ain't going to do nothing, we ain't going to talk at all. So this is what we've been doing.
Right, right, right.
Talking about each other, mama, all,
right.
Whatever we did. Whatever we did is what we did. That's what I'm saying. So you do unto, you know, you do to people what they allow you to do
right.
or what you've been doing. So that's all it is, B-Bop. He ain't really changing the rule. It's just nothing to talk about with certain people once you lock them in.
There you go. There's nothing to talk about. Yeah, that's right.
Just like this, B-Bop. Let me ask you this, B-Bop. It's just like, even though I'm a different type of person, but let's use Marcus for example. I don't really talk to Marcus. So once me and him lock in, what the fuck is me and him to talk about? What do me and him talk about?
Nothing.
Come on, B-Bop.
Nothing.
That's all the person saying. It's nothing for me and him to talk about. What are we going to talk about? What we about to get high, so what the fuck are we going to talk about? We like
but we ain't got
B-Bot.
Nothing coming. We ain't
B-Bop,
got nothing coming.
I got to make Mr. B eat his words one time, though. I got to make him eat his words. Mr. B, how many times you say, I don't even want to talk to none of them. I want to talk to Mouse. I don't want to talk to them. He's saying the same thing, B-Bop. You don't want to talk to him. How many times you said that?
11 times.
So you answered your own goddamn question. You done said it a million times. I don't even want to talk to y'all. I want to talk to you about Mouse. They don't mean nothing to me. You basically saying they mean nothing. They some bums. I don't even want to talk to them. You could have used whatever words you want to use. I don't want to talk to the help. I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk to the flunky. Whatever you, but you didn't use no adjective. You just said, Mouse, I don't even want to talk to them. I want to talk to you. And that's it. We're going to get the race together, or me and you going to lock in, and that's what it is.
That's it.
Ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
It needs to go back to that because it's not all the game plan. You know,
that's right.
As y'all saying on the phone now, pump faking and all that. Just, you know, get you a couple people, and that's what it is. Like I've been telling everybody on here, get you a DP, man, and ain't no hope. It ain't easily rattled and scared, and that's what it is. And he needs to know about drag racing, whether he racing or he a professional spectator. He needs to know what's going on, what's the lingo. That's it. Hey, but Ken, what did I just say? All of these people but Jeremiah, that these professional spectators. Hold on, let me say this. Hold on, let me say this, Ken, real quick. All of these people that these professional spectators, they need to go where the spectators go, to the bleachers and shut the fuck up while people that's really racing is talking. Get out the way. If you not racing, ain't on the street, listen, man, if you not on the street racing or you not on the track racing, shut up. Because you don't have a say-so, because you can't do nothing to change nothing in the game. So if they get out the way, like I said, you got only about 15 people from Chicago that should be able to talk. That's it.
And
hey,
the rest of
them
sit back and listen to the guy talk.
Hey, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I'm just gonna say that I respectfully disagree with you, Jared. Because some of these niggas got cars and ain't betting for $200 or $300. So just because you got a car and you bet you know what I mean, and everybody else betting on your motherfucking car, I guess that make a nigga feel like he goddamn it, he the man now, so he get to do all the talking. You got motherfuckers that spectating that bet more money than the nigga that offered. You got niggas that spectating that bet more money than the motherfucker with the car.
Well, I'm gonna say this though. Oh, and I'm gonna say this. They could not bet more money on the side if an individual that has it did not get up there to do it.
I don't know how you figure that.
Yeah, I'm with Mr. Okay. Kevin now because I've seen it okay. Hundreds of times.
If they push me to, I will. I prefer not to, but I know for a fact. I done bet more money on side in other motherfuckers' parts than some of these niggas bet on their own motherfucking
okay,
car.
Okay, so, mister.
Some of these. Hold on, Jared. I'm going to get out your way. So to say that a nigga that ain't got no car or maybe he got a car and ain't raised for whatever the reason, to say he ain't got no goddamn voice, some of these niggas that just get started racing, motherfuckers only got two or three races under their belt. They ain't betting no goddamn money on their own goddamn car. So, but now a nigga on the side, he can't say nothing. That I think that'd be the problem. You know what I mean? That'd be the problem. Respect everybody because everybody play a part in this game. You understand what I'm saying? Some of these motherfuckers with these so-called race cars, they got 50 niggas in their pot. They ain't betting no motherfucking money. You understand what I'm saying? God damn it. If the rest of them niggas pull away from them, some of these niggas with these cars will go sit their punk ass down and won't do shit else. You understand what I'm saying?
You got a point there, Jim, man. You got a point there.
Respect everybody in this game.
Hold on. I want to pull something out of what he just said. I want to say this. Again, and hopefully everybody catches what I'm saying. If an individual like me that only bets $1,500 to $2,000 on my car did not bring my car to the track to race, the individual that's betting $3,000 to $5,000 on the side would not have anything to bet on. So the person that's on the side to think they got a chance needs to sit back and be quiet while the person is actually gonna give them an opportunity to make more money if getting ready to do something. That's all I'm saying. So if you're on the sideline getting ready to bet $5,000 on my car, if I never show up, you don't get a chance to make $5,000.
What if that man said something to make the race get off? I mean, everybody
okay,
got a voice.
All right, now hold on, boy. Now let me tell you. That's a whole nother
situation.
Right,
this is not, though, Jerry.
That's a whole
nother story.
That's a whole nother story. Hold on one second, D. That's a whole nother story that is going to make me reevaluate now what I said. Because if that person did say something to get that race off, now that person is a key player in that particular game.
So what?
Let's say
he did come to the track to bet $5,000 with you and you don't race. If he really want to gamble, he's going to walk his money to the next race or the next race after that or the next race after that.
Hey, I'm glad
there's a
nigga only got $1,500 to bet on his own car, and I got $5,000 to bet. Believe me, partner, if you don't bring your car, nigga, this $5,000 or whatever else I got in my pocket, see, I'm going to keep gambling. It's the nigga that ain't got no money that's not going to gamble.
Let's not make it sound like you're the person that's going to hold on.
You ain't driving no more, are you?
I'm in the cut.
You ain't doing no more driving for the year, are you?
Nah, I'm in the cut.
Oh, okay. I guess I had to bring another spectator to help you sitting back watching the cars go down the track.
Hey Vaughn, you still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey Vaughn, I got a question for you. Hey, question.
Yeah.
Before your G body and after your G body, who got the baddest G body in Chicago?
Huh?
Oh, before your G body, after your G body, who got the baddest G body in Chicago? That's all I want to know. who got the baddest G body in Chicago? Because I've only known you to be having the baddest G body in Chicago. So I want to know who got the baddest G body in Chicago. Is it still you, or is it someone else?
Take got the baddest G body in Chicago.
I'm gonna ask you again for cars with cars that look just like you, and Tate does not look like you. Tate nor Daniel looks like you. For G bodies that look like you in Chicago, who holds the G body title now? Is it still you? Because I remember you having the baddest G body and the individual running up behind you and trying to get on your team so they didn't have to race you. So I want to know if you don't have to race the baddest G body,
are you still considered the baddest
G body?
I had to come off you, Jeremiah. I was eating my ice cream. You disrespectful.
Don't make sure I draw them yet.
Nah, I'm the baddest man in Chicago, Jeremiah. Not the baddest you, but I'm the baddest man.
Hey, Vaughn, man.
And winning the G body belt down south. Right. So when he brought that belt back to Chicago, that made him the baddest G body. All I want to know is who has challenged him in Chicago for that belt to come on his phone and take big ass like they
Come on, Jeremiah.
Keep it up. You're going to make sure I draw you that. You know,
D, I'm just trying to figure out who the baddest is.
Sus got a Gatling gun. Now you're going to make him draw.
Hey,
man.
Hey, bro, D. Hey, bro, D. Sometimes you don't.
So they
you don't
have
fight
to wait
people.
The
you just
man.
Fight them.
But you can't save you the baddest man.
Look, sometimes you don't have to, when you're on a certain level, you don't have to fight with people. You just silence them. Hey, Vaughn, I got the spectators. Let's just see how this going to work out. Hey, it's called diplomatic immunity. Let's just see what Mike going to do. You get what I'm saying? Mike ain't going to work on nobody fucking car but our shit. I'm just not understanding. It's over with, man. They call it loud,
man.
It's takeover. Hey, man,
Come on, Ryan.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, brother, did you ever seen them guys back at school that used to think they were Bruce Lee? They would wear the silk
shirt. Yeah, I had them
chucked
in my back pocket.
Listen, brother D. They would wear the silk shirt with the dragons on the back.
But you have brother D. But you have brother D.
Hey, hold on, Vaughn. Hey, brother D, you would get these guys. Hey, you would get these. Hey, hold on.
I had a pair of new chucks, bro.
Hey,
I had some new chucks in my back.
I'm walking around with the wind shoes. Hey, D, you would get these guys that would wear them silk shirts. They wasn't real silk. They was like polyester, but they would have a dragon on the back. And in high school, they walked around with the pants with the fat ass.
You'd be like, man, this nigga's
a fucking lame, man. And then you come to find out 10 years later, he done went to the gym and buffed up a little bit, cut his hair. Jeans got a little bit more fit. Now he the man. Man, get the fuck out of here. I know a nigga that ain't the man when I see one, man. I've been around too many bosses, man. I know a nigga who, come on.
I used to walk around with the wooden shoes on like JoJo.
Hey, brother B, what you gotta understand is some of these people are so infatuated with wanting to be the man, they don't even understand what being the man really represents. See, Vaughn
Vaughn is the man. See, that man that was just talking, he's under Vaughn. He's second in command.
That's the son. That's the son. You must respect
the son. That's all
I'm
saying. He's a private, man. He's a private.
No. That's the sergeant. That's the sergeant. That's the sergeant.
Hey,
he's up for lieutenant stripes.
He pulled
his raise off. He's gonna get his lieutenant stripes.
Hey.
I don't know what that man talking about.
You got this guy that's second in command, bro. He's second in command. You coming on Vaughn's team. That ain't his team. That's Vaughn's team. If Vaughn tell that man stop working on your side, he going to stop working on your side. That's what he's saying. You on Vaughn's team. Again, you are not a leader of nobody's team. Only thing that man is a leader of great at is a construction company. Now, he a boss.
What is Kid texting me? Kid, what is you saying?
He's killing the game. He's killing the game as a player.
Hold on, Jeremiah. Let me read Kid's text. Kid, what is you saying? Kid texting something. Is Jeremiah saying that because Vaughn is his driver? I think it's a
kid. There you go.
There you go.
I was trying to be quiet.
Hey, let me say this.
Is you crazy?
It's over with.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Hey, get your racing suit out, man.
Somebody may try to hire you to drive, man.
I'm not. Hey. We got a race lot of him for Saturday, so he better find a driver.
He better find a driver.
Yes, sir.
Vic, listen, let me tell you something quick.
I'll drive.
I just set that man up. Vic, listen, Vic. I just set that man up to get his head. Hey, listen, Vic, to get his head fucking locked off. You know what he turned around and tried to do? To save face? He tried to call out a man that he knew wasn't ready to try to bet the same money that he about to lose. He about to lose. But nobody saw that, though. See, I saw it. See, I don't miss it. So what he did is he called out another man to bet the same money that he's about to get fucked out of with Big Free. Man, I'm telling y'all, I'm exposing these niggas, man. I'm exposing them on everything.
Okay, Jeremiah, I got a question. This ain't no shot fired at you or nothing. This is a question.
Now,
when we was talking about that four-car shootout a while back, it was me, Yoka, Lil Mo, and I want to say I think it was Steve.
Canelo. It was Canelo.
Right. So them four cars.
Right.
Okay. Now, Vaughn was driving Lil Mo.
Right.
Okay, so if that was to happen now, what's gonna happen now? Who's gonna drive your car?
I'm ready. I'm ready right now. If you want, hey Vic, let me say this. If you want,
I'm asking a question. Who's gonna drive your car?
I'm trying to tell you right now, Vic. If you want to change our race date from August 5th till tomorrow, I'm ready, Vic. Does that answer your question?
August 5th. You know when I raced it.
I know. I'm just trying to show you something with what I just said. If you want to change our race date until tomorrow, I'm ready. See, I already had a conversation. I don't play. Listen, let me say what I don't do. I'm never behind the eight ball. I'm always in front of the eight ball. I'm always a step ahead. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I find a position, I stay a step ahead. Always remember this, man. It's called the art of war. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And never forget I said that to you, all right?
I hear you, dog.
Hold on 1 second, dude.
I'm so glad I'm in the 219. I don't have to worry about all that. My crew is my crew.
Hey, Vic,
motherfuckers try to explain themselves and don't know how to explain themselves.
Nigga, I'm Cap 18. I'm from the West Side, and I like goddamn skin, goddamn co. Skin be killing motherfuckers.
Will you go to fuck off?
If a motherfucker don't like it,
I'm back now.
Damn, Flop. How long you been holding that in, Flop?
I love big drag, I love all the guys from the west side, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a motherfucker that a killer motherfucker, that's shouty, man.
Hey, Vic, I'm gonna say three names, Vic, and I want you to tell me what they all got in common. Kid, Bun, and yourself. What do you all three of y'all have in common?
We gonna race.
Nope. Can I tell you what y'all all got in common?
What we got in common?
Y'all the number one on y'all team. Y'all ain't surprised. Y'all the number one. That's what all three of y'all got in common.
I ain't number
y'all
one.
Hey, so I ain't number one on my team because my team is a team. We are one collectively.
So I'm gonna include you out of that.
I'm gonna say Ken. I'm gonna say Von. You know what they both got in common then? They run rank on their team. They run rank on their team. They make these other guys come up underneath them. I love that about them. I can't be mad about that. But anytime a grown man can make another grown man bow down to him and get out on one knee, I respect that. You can't do nothing but respect that. He is a champ.
Are you just saying that because he's your driver now?
Who's my driver?
Hey, Vic.
Are you just riding his coattail because he's your driver now?
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic, Hey, put a stop to it. I can talk about it. Ain't nobody straight now, no goddamn night. Ain't nobody straighten out no motherfucking electronics. Ain't nobody getting their city order. Talking about the goddamn fire order.
I ain't never heard the second man. Hey, but look, Vic, I'm gonna show you how bad Jerry is. Hey, I'm gonna show you how bad Jerry is, right? Hey, Vic. If I wanted to destroy that gentleman talking right now, I could destroy his whole fucking race career right now. But I ain't gonna do that.
I promise you I could.
If I wanted to destroy that man's whole fucking race career, I could destroy that man's whole race career. And I could send him back up on the rock, man, like the guy that he is.
Hey, it's over with, man.
That's on the rock right now.
Ain't no more.
But
ain't
I
no more
that, though.
Hey, we cut motherfuckers off.
Ain't no more
right
now, bro. Did you hear what I said?
Hey, ain't no more motherfucking drivers.
Ain't nobody doing
man,
no motherfucker. Hey, ain't no motherfucker doing
man,
no motherfucker tuning.
Man.
I told Mike,
I
don't help a motherfucker.
Real,
hey,
don't
help
him. I hold that man's career in the palm of my hand right now. I'm going to show him how bad I am. I hold his career in the palm of my hand. That's why I'm going to keep letting him go and expose his ass, man. So he needs to stop talking. He needs to go talk to one of those brothers, boy, because I hold your career in the palm of my hand, boy. Now, you heard what I said. And I put $10,000
on that.
I put $10,000
cash
on that right now. I hold that man career in the palm of my hand, boy.
I don't believe.
Matt,
somebody
lying. Keep talking, I'll show you how.
Somebody lying.
Keep talking, I'm gonna show you how. Hey man, let that man keep talking to Jeremiah.
Somebody lying.
I will send that man back from the motherfucker.
Hey, look, only thing I can tell you, Ryan does no lying. That's all I can tell you.
Somebody lying.
Hey, you heard? Hey,
one thing,
I'm gonna tell you,
Vaughn ain't driving.
Hey, Vaughn ain't driving.
Nobody calls that out there.
On Janice Barnes life. When I tell you, I can end that man's whole race program right now. I can end his whole race program. On Janice Barnes life, I'll end his whole race program. That's on my mama, boy.
Right
there. I can end that man's whole race program right now.
Somebody lying.
Not you.
I want you to end it, Jeremiah, because I don't want to race it no more. I'm sick of this motherfucker racing. End his motherfucking career.
Hey, ball here. I want a motherfucker in my head, too.
Hey, the man, he's been working on his car. Get off that man's car.
Damn, he stopped motherfucking working on two cars. God damn.
Somebody
lie. You a bad motherfucker. You can do that.
And he ain't a multimillionaire.
Hey, Vic, you heard what I said, right? Hey, Vic, you heard what I said.
Hey, Vic,
watch this, Vic. Whether he fire him or he just stop working on him. You heard what I said, man. I'm telling you, boy.
Somebody lying.
Hey, Vic, watch this, man. Then Ryan say, he ain't working on his car no more. And he turning around and he ain't stopping working on his car. Boy, it's a bad motherfucker.
Somebody lying. Somebody lying.
Hey, Sin, you know I'm not going to put a Sin on Mason Paul Barnes' life, man. I can stop that man from working on his car right now. Brother, he fired
me. Man, stop it, man.
Stop working on
A bullshit.
What I don't want to do is I don't want to get off of the drag race and shit, man. It's all good. We had fun tonight, man. We talked some shit. Hey, I'm going to get up off the phone. I had fun talking to you guys tonight. We got a good race locked in. We about to watch a motherfucker get his head knocked off his shoulder. Going to be out there with a long face, and I'm going to see how a team hold him up, because he's going to get fucked up. That's the problem.
Hey, Jeremiah, I have one question for you on the thing where you said about the people that ain't racing shouldn't have nothing to say or do. Don't you watch professional football and basketball and got something to say about that?
Okay, well, let me say this.
Ho, answer the question, man. Don't tell me about it. That's a yes or no question.
No, I'm trying to answer your question, man, but I got to
answer
your question.
I know. That's a
full bark. It's not a yes or no question. It's a full bark question that you asked me. Now, I can tell you how it could have been a yes or no question, but it's not. It's a full bark question. So, in football, again, because you left it blanket, we have opinions in football because, yes, we are fans.
No, but you're not.
We cannot.
But you're not a professional football player. You're not a professional basketball player, but yet you got something to say. It's the same.
You didn't let me finish.
I know, because you didn't want to answer the question right, man. You wanted to change the scenario.
Ian can't walk up to LeBron James and say, hey, LeBron James, you should have took the shot. LeBron going to look at Ian and say, nigga, who the fuck is you? The same way Ian going to look at a nigga like Baby and say, Man, how the fuck is you going to tell me I should have left right here? Nigga, when the fuck you ever been in this situation? It's the same thing right now, Eddie. Well, okay, with all due respect, if you didn't have a show right now, Eddie. Yeah, Eddie, I'm
going
to leave it alone. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Somebody lied.
Hey, yeah, that's all right, though. You shouldn't answer that question. Hey, Shorty, it's the same shit. Hey, Eddie, he can shut your show down. You better stand down.
Oh man.
Hey, he ain't gonna get no more paychecks. I pay Jeremiah well for this shit.
Hey, Vic, I got a question for you. Hey, Vic, I got a real life question for you. Real life? That lock-in wouldn't have happened tonight on this show if it wasn't for me. Now tell me what I'm going to do. I'll wait.
If that was true what you said, then what Skin said last night is going to roll over. It wasn't shit then, and you said that yourself.
I've been known to contradict myself.
But each and every one of us make this show, not no one person, man. It takes a group of people to make anything happen.
What I'm saying, Eddie, all I'm saying is before I started talking tonight, you had Baby and Leon talking. That's all I'm saying, Eddie. You had Baby and
Leon
talking
right.
Before I started talking.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
And they finally got Baby to move out the way.
Yeah,
it was Eddie. Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, you better watch what you say, Big Eddie. So
yes, sir. You're damn right.
Jeremiah, can I ask you a question? You got a lock in. You also got a teammate. Got teammates too. Now I'm gonna go back on mute.
Who is that, Leon?
The sheriff said he gotta find a driver.
So let Mo get ready. I'm beating your motherfucking ass. How that's gonna happen? Stay in your motherfucking car, nigga. Hey, yeah. I want to ask you something. What you mean we not racing, bro? Hey, nigga. Motherfucker fucking with Zay and fucking with Steve, I'm at their ass.
Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and exit in a second after I say this. Y'all got y'all a good cheerleader on y'all team. Hopefully y'all cheerleader get as dirty as the car get. Y'all got a good little nigga. I thought you was our motherfucking cheerleader.
You got a nice cheerleader on your team. I like you.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to me good, Jerry.
Long as you fucking with that little freckle-faced baby with them dreadlocks, nigga.
Yeah.
I kill your ass. Lock your motherfucker in.
Hey, man. I don't know what you're doing over there, but I felt that one, man.
Hey,
I felt that.
What's wrong with freckles?
Man, I swear to God. Nigga, when I fuck, listen, when I kill a Benny motherfucker in the race, big freak too, motherfucker.
Okay.
All right,
that's cool.
Oh, y'all get in line. You pimp perm pit bull looking ass said, back in his cartoon.
All of what you're saying remains to be seen. It's good for drag racing. See, that's a good thing. What y'all doing here, you're creating.
Hey, you know the difference between me and your crew? Hey, you know the difference? Jeremiah, I'm going to get up there. I'm going to track your ass, win or lose. You motherfuckers just talking. You motherfuckers just talking.
Yeah, we all right.
Listen, nigga.
Hey, Yak, I'm saying, hey, listen, Yak. Listen, Yak, can I just say this right quick, and I'm going to be done with it, man. Yak, as it pertains to you and Vaughn, I'm staying neutral, man. I ain't got shit to do with that. With Jack Ball, I ain't got shit to do with that.
Jeremiah, we ain't gonna make you choose. Jeremiah, you ain't gotta choose no side, nigga, cause we don't want you on our side. We don't want you on our side, nigga. Look, hey, motherfucker, look more motherfucking gangbanger. I'm a gangbanger, Jeremiah. I ain't no side, nigga.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, that man
and
was
I'll make you
most
so
wanted.
Happy.
And that man was just 5 pounds most wanted 6 months ago. Now all of a sudden,
giving me security.
That nigga's a distant lover, okay? Undercover.
Running in and out, baby.
I'm not
going to
kill none of that, bro. Y'all got that distant lover, undercover nigga with y'all talking like he's pulling.
Who is that?
Like
who is that, Jeremiah?
Man, you know that nigga. That nigga the owner of
I'm so glad you chose
man,
me,
undercover lover, man.
Baby.
That was just fake. Hey, that was just fake 6 months ago. Now we gonna turn around and act like Tate is a part of Bond team now. Hey, y'all get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all better get out, man. Y'all better get out of jungle with that witchcraft jazz, man. Ain't nobody trying to kill shit, man. Stop. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Hey,
everybody already know what's going on with Tate.
He hung up, y'all.
Man.
Hey, Vaughn.
Buy you some pom-poms and stand on the line, motherfucker.
I know the boy was a gay.
Girl, I'm so proud of you.
I know he was a gay. I didn't know he was a gay like that. God damn.
Giving me security.
Tell that motherfucker, tell him Pizz in his car next week.
No, we're not my baby. Choosy lover.
They got these motherfuckers
from Detroit. Goddamn it, call themselves locked in Chicago racist. That's the shit I don't understand. I got a problem.
Oh, here go baby again, goddamn.
Hey, baby, ain't no motherfucking problem, baby. Ain't no
problem.
You know what's gonna be the problem? Listen, baby, that's gonna solve everything. That's going to solve every fucking thing. When I knock Zay motherfucking freckles off his face and put him on Steve's face.
Oh, God damn.
It's going to be a fucked up combination, man. You know what I'm saying? That man run around here like a little kid, little freckle-faced kid. Come on, man. Come
hey,
on, have me chase you for two years. Now a little more broke. Now y'all got hard. Suck my motherfucking dick, nigga. Goddamn it, when little more back up. Motherfucker.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Run around here.
Yeah.
here go the saddest part of the night, man. The saddest part of the night. I gotta fry my man Vaughn for last night activity.
Hold on, I ain't gotta fry Vaughn. I'm a fry Jack Ball. That's what I gotta fry Jack Ball, y'all.
Hey man, just make sure that grease clean, motherfucker. That's all you do.
I'm down with the team. They say my name if we win. They can say my name when we lose. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck. I take it on the chin. Fry that motherfucker.
Good point. All right, man. We ain't got but one fish fry, Brian. I'm gonna batter you lightly, Vaughn. Ain't gonna do like that to most people.
Not the deep fried Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn. All you got night. To ask him is make sure the got dog grease is clean. That's all.
Hey yeah, man, I use fresh grease every time. I don't fuck around.
Okay, because I'm allergic to shrimp and shit. Don't use no. Drink,
you
use no
trip,
oh, man. Well, I was on the Big Sam show last night listening, you know, got my ear in there, and all of a sudden they said, breaking news. They say, Canelo whooped Jack Ball. I say, what? Yeah, man, you know, but hey, it's gonna come a time where everybody can lose. Even I might get out there and race one day. I might lose. We might lose against Bodie. You know, but nah, that ain't gonna happen. But I'm just saying that it could be a possibility.
Oh man,
so. Fine. I gotta go ahead and do it, my brother. You lightly battered, and I guess I gotta put him in the grease. He lost to a West Side. All right, Vaughn, that's it, man. You helped us with the shootout and everything, man. You all good. That's it, man.
Man, you could have played a little music with it.
Hey,
that costs extra.
I bet you if you check the record, I done fried way more motherfuckers than got fried.
You done fried a whole lot of motherfuckers, yes, sir.
A whole lot of motherfuckers.
Hey, but I tell y'all one thing, what a whole bunch of us ain't saw in a while. We saw a race yesterday. What y'all see?
Yes, sir.
You got to point, right?
Yes, sir.
We saw a good-ass race yesterday.
Yes, sir. That's for sure.
Hey, man. We had fun. We saw a good-ass race, and it was nice.
What up, Flop?
What Yak got against Freckles, man?
I guess you got a few stars.
That's why I'm asking.
Don't start that shit, Flop.
Hey, Flop, I told you, goddamn it, Vaughn, Yak, and Ryan, they're very disrespectful, man. They're very disrespectful.
We ain't disrespectful. We just gonna start whooping asses and shut motherfuckers up. That's all.
Oh man.
That's all.
Hey,
oh, man.
It's been one year.
Can I get on the team long enough to get my car straightened out?
Oh man.
Well, this is one for the archives. The archives right here, boy. This one for the archives right here, boy. It's been one tonight.
I just want to see, goddamn it, what they gonna say when Lil Mo choked the fuck out of Lil Benny.
Oh man,
that's what I want to see. I want to look in their face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Goddamn little more.
I sure can't wait.
Hey, man, much winning as y'all been doing, goddamn, you can take one or two on the 10, ain't that right?
Hey, man, listen. Them motherfuckers run. One got to win and one got to lose.
Damn
all I'm
right.
saying, goddamn, at least get your ass up there. I want,
yes,
and it'll be just like Steve when Lil Mo whoop his ass. What happened, Steve? What happened, Steve? Both of them let that button go.
Like
it's
that.
Over with, Steve. They done let that
man.
Button go, Steve. It's over with.
Don't do it like that.
Hey, Shorty, don't be hollering. Shut up, Yak, goddammit. I wasn't even on the phone. You telling me shut up. I ain't even on the phone.
You was on the phone. You know I heard you.
That wasn't me, goddamn. Hey, Yak, I wasn't the only one telling you to be quiet. Hold on, let me hear what he's saying. He ain't talking about nothing. He ain't saying nothing. That nigga know Lil Mo not together. He wasn't talking about nothing. Why you wasn't talking that shit when Lil Mo was together?
I get that, but they was talking about grandson. I was asking you let them see what they can get together, brother.
Man,
and
he ain't going to go.
Lil Mo, dirty doo-doo, baby. Dirty doo-doo.
A whole lot of choosy lovers running around here.
They talking about dirty doodoo.
Hey, Skin, it's going to be a good one, boy.
Come on.
You full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you were still Skin.
Yeah, I'm full of shit.
Man, that goddamn Shawty ain't going to change. Shit, he been that way too goddamn long to change.
Oh, yeah. Anybody on here like Deja Vu over top?
What time him and Bobby running, Flop?
I don't care nothing about that shit. I said salty. Hey, kid, they ain't gonna run.
Bobby said it started raining down and they driving track, but they probably ain't get the whole track drive. So they're not going to take that chance tonight. Save it for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw a little rain in the forecast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was trying to drag.
I got a question to y'all. Who y'all like between Keisha and John Dillinger?
Ooh, man.
I like Keisha.
Huh?
You like Keisha?
Y'all say he ain't going in the animal.
I'm gonna take the underdog. For 50. Skin.
Ooh-wee.
I ain't going to even remember. I don't like that shit. I can't see. Hell, man. Hey, you be calling me Skin. You owe me 50. I'll be like, what happened? Oh, you know what the fuck happened. I don't follow the mother.
Anybody heard anything about 41 over here?
Somebody died.
Right.
So I got a kid.
I heard anything about who it was.
You
don't know yet.
No, they still ain't saying. All I heard was it was somebody with a white Mustang. Wow. They say the cock hit the wall, burst in the fire, and they couldn't get him out.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Get the fuck out of
That's
here.
That's fucked their way to die, boy.
They
said the fire was that intense. They couldn't get him out.
They shut the track down for the whole track
ain't even open the rest of the weekend.
The rest of the week will be closed.
a man of this tournament because the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Did they have the paramedics there?
They was there. They couldn't get to the car. They say the fire was that bad that it was that intense that they couldn't even get to the car to get him out.
Man, just watch somebody burn up like that, man. That's fucked up.
Man, that's fucked up.
That's why they shut. That's why
they
closed.
I don't know no shit like that.
Hey,
man. I'm coming to talk their ass off if they was there. Man, motherfucker need counseling after that, man.
Oh, yeah. That's some shit, man.
That's a rough one, man.
I hate that you even told me what the fuck happened.
You ain't even got to watch it. Just be in there knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I don't even like thinking about no shit like that.
That's a bad thing. You should. I mean, you right.
Huh?
That's
no.
Who it was.
Hello. Yeah, they say he wasn't a regular at 41, and it was a nitrous car.
Say he was not a regular.
No, he wasn't a regular at 41.
Wow, he just came to get in that shootout.
That's worse than when that deer ran across the track at Rockford. You're going to kill that guy. He had to burn up that car.
Yep. That's bad. Glad I wasn't there because I would have not liked to see nothing like that.
Nah. I agree with your name.
Yeah, man. Well, we definitely had a glorious show tonight.
Oh, yeah. It was a good show tonight. Your ratings just went up, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
It was a good show. Grandson,
yeah, appreciate y'all guys. It couldn't happen. It couldn't happen without y'all.
I told you, Big Eddie.
We gotta put that to drag race. We can lock in for big drag race right now. Who is that?
I already told
Big Eddie.
You was the first one since. I'm just putting my fishing rod out there, seeing who's gonna bite. That's all.
I told you, Eddie, he's disrespectful.
He ain't. He
don't be
quiet,
it, man. You
go,
said it.
That's come
Kevin
on, Eddie,
that's
I
Kevin
just, I'm just going to see it where it's going to bite, and I get me a motherfucking piranha on there. I get old little
oh,
kick
man.
On there, huh?
Not the piranha.
Yeah.
Yay.
I pull him out them nasty ass Indiana waters. That's why I pull him.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
That's
Indiana water got to be nasty,
man,
Kevin.
Hey,
come on,
yeah, you know.
Not the nasty Indiana water.
Call it what you want. I'm like a carp, motherfucker. You better. You don't know how to pull that mud vein out.
Not that nasty water.
That may say like a carp.
Bitch, I don't know nothing about fish. I'm we pulled the fish out the water.
It sounds like Jeremiah trying to talk.
Somebody from Freak Life going to sidebet somebody with that dirty Diana cop. Hello.
Ooh-wee.
That boy still shaking them pom-poms.
They said, who
oh, come on, Yak.
Who they say want to sidebet?
You said somebody from Freak Life.
They want a side bet your second in command. But really, your third in command, because Jack is your second in command. So they want to side with your third. Well, actually,
we ran back committee, Jeremiah.
You know I'm bullshitting.
Hey, Jeremiah, I like Sergeant Ryan.
Okay.
Who is that? That boy do not mind raising his head, boy. That boy got some. He trying to bet a few hundred on too.
I like Sergeant Ryan 4G.
Nasty as hell.
Somebody just said they like Zay for $10,000. Wait a minute, what happened?
Man, that church.
Stop that goddamn line.
Hey, hold on. If they like Zay for $10,000, why wouldn't they lock you in for more than that? Then that was the case.
They didn't want to lock him for more than that. He didn't want to give Ryan what he wanted. We're gonna put it on the side, man.
We're gonna put it on the side. You don't need no translators, Scott. If you wanna come back, come on here and say you wanna bet. We don't need no translators.
Oh, I like Sergeant Ryan for the G.
They call him Mister.
Damn, nobody. Okay, I like Sergeant Ryan for $1,500.
That boy nasty.
You gonna be
that? Boy nasty. They just call him Mister.
You gonna be that?
Hey Scotty, what you want to do with your Mustang at 42? What you want to do with your Mustang at 42?
With what?
With grandson.
Nothing.
Come on, Scotty, you starting to sound like Zay, Scotty. Stop that shit.
Man, the Mustang, listen. The Mustang ain't shit. That car was built for no prep, man. That car ain't never going to go real fast. Now, the new car I'm building... Ain't nobody in the city of Chicago racing that motherfucker. I'm telling you firsthand right here.
Hey, man, ain't nobody racing that blue Ford. You might as well sell it.
That, I ain't even talking about that car.
Yeah, what made me stay? Get your weight off of me. Can't get past you, Ford, but I'm just not glad to see you.
Who is that boy, Daddy? Man, that my bad, actually.
I was waiting on you to say that, D. Daddy gave him that heart.
Whenever I get into Chicago, you know, I don't stay in the city, but whenever I'm in the city, I call your number.
Please,
but I still close it. I still like Sergeant Ryan for that little $1,500.
Yeah,
I don't need that 1500 for the setback race. That ain't got nothing to do with this, man.
You gonna be a 42?
Yes,
boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come see me. It's about.
You got it, Scotty. I'll come see you, boss.
That boy is very happy, yes, sir.
Bring that setback to 42. I'll tell you.
I wish I would, because we can call the 42.
Now listen, Scotty.
What?
I need Scotty and Mister.
What up?
I'm a firm believer. Understand the best thing in the world. Don't have no beef behind that. Scotty said, "Come see me." It's a bet. So it's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 41,
come see me. We're gonna
bet. Right?
We're gonna bet. If you want to bet 4,600, less than 1,600, I'm with whatever.
No. This is what I'm saying.
If he's at the track, come see me. He calls the bet. I'm gonna cover whatever he bets.
That's what I want to hear right there. I understand the best thing in the world.
So he come see me. Tell me what he wants to bet. I'm gonna cover whatever
exactly.
He wants to bet. Right along with anybody else, just come see me.
Hey, Scotty, I'm not trying to say you what going to watch on a bit. I just want to understand it.
No, I know you just want to clarify if it was the best. No, I understand what you're
right.
saying.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't going to lie, Scotty. I'm going to come see, but I still want Zay's ass.
Yes.
So whatever me and you bet ain't got nothing to do, I'm still trying to stick it to Zay.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, just come see me at the track, and I'm about whatever you
Zay,
want
to do. Zay, what you going to do to that boy, Zay?
Zay told me at the Grove he was going to get me, and I'm trying to get Gat.
That go, boy, yeah. That wasn't Ken the ball here. Got to be
oh, Lord.
That boy bad acting, boy.
Oh, Lord.
It's in the blue.
You seem like a very fit individual, right? So I got a question for you. Do you normally blend your fruit, or how do you do that? And if you blend it, what's the best setting to put your fruit on when you blend it? Is it to mint?
I don't.
Or is it to okay.
I don't, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. Okay.
Couldn't help
you. I'm just trying to see what setting did about 57 minutes ago when one of the gentlemen on the show got put in the blender. I'm just trying to see what setting.
I tried to avoid that by telling you I don't know, but you just gonna push the point anyway.
Right back on me. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, man. Jim, I'm going to stop talking to you on the back line. So you don't go have a... I'm about to cut communication with you.
The same way I wanted to know that in order to beat the best, I thought you had to beat the best. So if you ain't beat the best and you joined up with the best, that means that you can't be the best. So you can't talk like the best. Only one person can talk like the best. That's the person with the
doubt. Sarge is not going to allow you all to keep talking like this,
man. Hey,
some
of us, I'm going to be honest with you, B. There's some guys I modeled myself after, too, when I was growing up. I modeled myself after some guys. I liked what I saw them do. So I built cars just like them. I joined their organization because I liked what they did.
Don't make
you
me blush, man. Man, don't make me blush.
Ain't nothing wrong with the fire. Hey, do you not know that guy out here to spend $100,000 on this guy? Hey, if I had Jay on the phone right now, I would ask him when he got that Mustang about 4 years ago, was that car still a street car? Because I still remember that car being a street car. Run up behind you, man. They just do it.